all the work which is presented in the science paper on the concept of zero was data collected by Scarlett Howard, who's the first author of the paper, is doing her PhD. To collect this data, it takes a lot of time and a lot of patience, often collecting data for, depending on the bee, 4, 5, 6 hours a day. Everything has to be kept very rigorously clean, incredibly careful note-taking, of course. So it's a lot of attention to detail to collect high-quality data. So we don't do this, or certainly this type of experiment, we don't do this with teams of students. It's usually done by one or two. In this case, the study we're speaking about at the moment, it was all done by Scarlett Howard, one person, and it took several years to get all the data. In this regard, I started working with Scarlett in 2013. And she, as I mentioned before, came out and saw how bees worked for collecting data and just fell in love with the model as being an incredible way to collect rich data to test good hypotheses about how brains process information. But then it still took a couple of years to teach her all the different techniques, and especially how to control the experiments very carefully so the data's totally clean and robust. So it's a lot of credit goes to Scarlett for amazing hard work to do all the experiments in the study. She's worked very hard, but she's I think got a finding which will create a lot of discussion in mathematical circles, animal cognition circles, and even social cultural fields. So that's quite a nice contribution to make to the literature from a PhD.